lot of people look at seven goals at the end of the night, but thoughts on the start to the game that Connor Hellebuck had for your club defensively this evening?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if you can count the five goals they would have got on one power play, but he was really good. You have a period like that, you need one or two guys to be a difference for you. He's the key piece to that and certainly worth talking about, and then you need to be able to overcome it and not let it bleed in and have it be a game that you walk away saying we just didn't have it tonight, so we were able to do that. But you get to come out of the first after playing the way we did with a 2-1 lead because your goalie was the difference.
So how about getting things going then at the other end of the ice and what you saw in the final 40?
Yeah, you know what, we started to skate. It's the foundation of our game, so all the other pieces come right. The gaps get closed. You have the puck more. I think we've much better decisions in the second period of when to put pucks at the net and the chaos that comes from that. Most of that started, I thought, from our blue line, getting some pucks to the net. And, again, when you're skating, you'll draw penalties. You'll get on the power play and you give yourself a chance to be good.
Paul, obviously the Flyers played yesterday, but when they play as they did, come back from 2-0 and put up six and a bunch in the third period, was their start something you maybe anticipated you might see, that they'd come out feeling really good and lose?
Well, I think that's the way they've played. They Columbus had them 3-1, and they got it to overtime. And then I think the difference in the last game, I'm not coaching another team, they play a pretty consistent game in terms of energy. And if you don't match that, you're having a first period like we had. We got to skating and got to the right level of intensity, and then there was the fact that it's back-to-back maybe swings in our favor. They were much sharper, much quicker than we were in the first, and then it turned.
So that third goal that Brandon Tanev gets, is that a bit of a turning point, a good old-fashioned go hard to the net kind of get rewarded?
Yeah, and we've had those. We missed them against St. Louis. We missed two or three opportunities like that, but that's the game winner in the island, same concept. And it's exactly the game tire with Ehlers and Little in New York. So we, when the seams are there, we're very good at finding them. We're trying to find a place in our offensive game that when they're not, we don't lose their speed. So we got fast, put pucks at the net, cause chaos, and you get some rebound opportunities.
And then just Josh Morrissey steps back in, goal, a big power play goal, an assist, and lots of minutes again, like he never missed a beat.
Yeah, we held him. He probably could have played against St. Louis. We just didn't want this to be a continuing issue, and he jumped right back in, looked as strong as he did certainly when he left.
Anything on Matthew Perreault, Paul?
Yeah, he was handing out the sticks for the 3-star selection, so I think he's fine.
Okay. What were your thoughts on the Hag hit on Connor?
I thought there was a balance between the hit that happened just prior to it and the one corner. The referees get it right.
Connor Hellebuck kind of said he felt like he was gripping or putting a little bit too much pressure on himself. When did you see a little bit more comfort maybe in his
game? I think
game?
He's just worked really hard, and it'll eventually come for you. So he said two or three, maybe four chances that haven't gotten in for him recently. I'm sorry? Connor Hellebuck. Got to get the right Connors here, people. So Kyle Connor scored. We should talk about that. He's had two or three real good chances to score that haven't gone for him lately, so it's just a matter of staying with it. The other guy was pretty good, too. But it builds. Goes back to the glove save in the third period against the New York Rangers. Then he builds confidence, has a big night for us. I mean, at 1-0, you can't fault him against St. Louis, made big saves. So he's got a block of games now where he feels strong and he looks the way that we're used to seeing.
Been times this year when you guys have been in charge of a game where teams have tried to play you heavy and maybe outside of the rules heavy, like we saw to a degree those hits here tonight. How important is the response you get from a guy like Mark Scheifele jumping into that fray as soon as he did, and Dustin Byfuglien being able to do what he does to make sure that liberties aren't taken with this team in future situations?
I think when you got lots of confidence in your ability to handle yourself in those games, you don't see that as much. It needs to happen every once in a while. It'll be completely spontaneous, but you also don't want a team coming in saying, hey, we just hit two or three of the small guys and we'll be on the power play the rest of the night because they get stupid. So you have to handle it the right way. We've got enough muscle in our lineup that plays I don't have to send him off the bench on a five-minute night. We've got some big-minute guys that can take care of things, and then the rest of it should just be spontaneous. You don't want to chase that stuff around. You don't want to react to every hit. We can take hits and make plays too, so I think we handle it right.